civilian organizations and reaffirmed the legitimacy, so to speak, of these two warring factions.
Well, we'll have to leave it there, but pick it up another day. Professor Khaled Mustafa Medeni, thank you so much for joining us.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
Hi, Josh O'Connor, and welcome to another episode of Beat Banter on
CFRC Radio. My name is Aina.
I'm Sarah.
And we have a special episode for you today. Today is our day where we're recording a ton of episode over the holidays before we go home.
And that's special to you for no reason, but that's okay.
But it's special to us.
Yeah.
And it's special because you're going to be going to Peru while this episode airs.
Lima, my city lit. My city, put them L's in the air.
Put them L's in the air.
Yeah. And where is Aiden going to be going? Markham. Flip it around. Wicked. Come on. Right?
Girl, you doing too much today. Doing too much today. We have some bangers to play for you, though. I'm going to start. You mind if I start?
Yeah, you go, boy.
Okay.
Come on. MB's first.
Oh, my God. Wait, my non-binary is valid?
No. Everyone he, him, Aiden in the comments on our Instagram.
Okay, I see how it is. I'm going to be playing Thuti by Ice Spice and Tokisha, which is a banger, a new Ice Spice song. It's really good, clean version, obviously. And I'm also going to be playing Dread by A.G. Cook.
Play him.
Grande parece un tuti. I look good even with a tubi. Chiquitica con un play with my toy like Woody. No me joda, me pongo moody. Tú no viajas más que mi tumi. Sabe a tutti frutti, lo tengo juicy. En tu boca mi pussy, la tuya fake, la mía Gucci. Get a fancy dummy, ruly, custom made. Prada, Louis, no quiero coro. I'm Gucci, salgo de noche, la combi Versace. I like bad bitches that get nasty. Me gustan tu natural o plastic.
Need a blunt and a cup and a tutti. So he think I'm his duty. In a spot with a thousand tutis. All I think about is money and tutis. Baka chula, color my cool. So he gon' eat this tutti frutti. Tutti, 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 tutti.
Rosadita, el pelo y el p. I get money, me gustan los chuki. Que lo que toki, andamos ruling. Dominicana, making a movie. Ma-
too fat.
No me cabe en el pucci.
I'm cocky.
You can outdo me.
I put on a panty.
Crop top hoodie. Still look. Got a patty.
Throw me duty. Tan peluche. Cinco torras. Cero bullshit. Ando trolling. De compute. Dame banda. Yo quiero tute.
No quiero coro. I'm Gucci. Salgo de noche. La combi Versace. I like bad. That get nasty. Me gustan toda natural o plastic.
Need a blunt and a cup and a duty. Bad bitch. So he think I'm his duty. In a spot with a thousand tutis. All I think about is money and tutis. Baka chula, color my cool. So he gon' eat this tutti frutti. Tutti, 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 tutti.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
You just listened to Thuti by Ice Spice and Toshika and Dread by A.G. Cook featuring Charlie XCX on CFRC Radio.
Banger!
Thuti.
Hey,
need
thuti.
A blunt and a cup and a Thuti. Bet. So we think I'm his Thuti.
Girl, hey, if someone wants to be Aiden's Thuti, come on, Jesse, DM.
Come on, Jesse Bell. Come on,
Jesse. Ring his bell. Ring his bell, Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Ejiko, yeah, good. Okay, my turn. I'm going to be playing, I'm going to double Ken Kana now before Aiden plays them.
Come on. Let me
explain. You always silence a woman. Stop talking. Stop. And what? Wait. What's that Erica Curry thing? Stop. And that's all I have to say. Stop.
Stop. Let me
No, that's it.
So
stop.
You're silencing POC voices. Yeah.
They don't know that on the radio.
And I'm low-key like a little non-binary. You know that.
Well, come on.
But my T not valid though.
No.
Let
so
me
can I?
What
no, no, no.
No,
you're silencing.
I sent my songs. I sent a Bratstar song and an Eliza Miami song. Mm-hmm. And then Sarah's like, no, I want to play those artists. So she just chose a Bratstar song and I can't do
right?
this anymore.
And who's playing them first, right? It's gonna be me. So I'm gonna start off. I'm gonna play David Fincher by Brad Star and Lululemon on my body when my husband at Simmy.
That's a different song, girl.
Yeah, yeah. And then Green Box.
She don't even know them. That's the thing. She
just can
band.
You play my songs?
All right, play them.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Brad Star speaking.
Is there something I can call you that's a little less ominous?
Every frame is flawless. The pacing is excellent. We'll show you what's in the box. Till I got you. First, I dress the set like a painting. I'm just composing with structure and motion. Pack it all in under a minute. No mess, no stress, all execution like David Fincher will always be perfect for you. We'll do 1,000 takes if that's what it takes. I am my muse's humble servant, anything for that body. Fight Club or Gone Girl tonight. I'm the Zodiac Killer of knowing what I want. Build it up slowly, 'cause I'm a control freak. Don't you know there's no room for compromise when it comes to my visions of you. Stroll down my walk of fame. Maybe it's paved with stars. No velvet robe on my red carpet, I'll always let you through.
My life is a movie. My life, I'm a movie. I'm a movie.
working true.
Up in my phone, I think I'll pick up, but I don't, 'cause I'm just out to send some post and not be close to your cold light. Nitric oxide. Flying at night, go ahead, light it up, make Lucifer. Oxygen for your cold night. Nitric oxide. Let's go out and shoot some hoops. Your sister and her boyfriend too. I'll be sure to wear my worst shoe so I fall, and from your stoop you shoot me your cold night. Active wrong, your power was refractive strong. When you cooled and you rose up dense, all heated by the sun intense, it was just your cold light angled into my eye.
we had food growing up and we were used to being able to eat. But then all of a sudden, we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you and... They're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
Stop. That's it. That's all I have to say. Stop.
Hey, you just listened to David Fincher by Brat Star and Green Box by Lisa Miami on CFRC.
Those were not bangers.
What?
Because all you do is copy me. You play Erica Kirk on my show. Aiden Chin's beat banter. No, those were two bangers. Love both of them. Obviously, I love both of them because I chose songs by them, but it's fine, mm-hmm. whatever. Should we double it?
Yeah, double it back.
Let's run it back. I'm going to be playing Maya Bratstar and Eliza Niemi song, which are called Dirty Hokas and Do You FM.
Play them.
Play them.
Send good morning texts to all my slats. I spend the day grinding for the world, just trying to be inspiring to those in need of witnessing a body doing that. Born to be of service, just care and provide for others. When it comes to bangers, I'm a community leader, so affirming this path is worth walking down. So I sit, bleed myself dry on the mind. Then I go and hug a tree outside my house. Smoke a dart in my trucker hat, and it's a wrap for the night as the evening falls. Nauseous when I have too much motion. I'm just a girl struggling with really intense emotions. So I turn them into little bars of healing to invigorate the masses. Dirty hokas on my feet, the color of an orchid. Dirty hokas on my feet cause I'm soft-hearted. Rubber foam soles protect me from the harsh concrete realism of life. The board and fourth line is down again. And I feel like I'm a drop of hope in a flood of human strength. So I stare down at my special shoes as I wait for the shuttle bus in the rain. Na, na, na.
Just walking, just trying to find my way.
Just gotta get there.
Just trying to find my way.
Driving.
Just gotta get there. Just trying to find my way. Just trying to find my way.
Karma. I believe we could all do with a little less drama. I believe in keeping it strictly 300. Dirty hokas to the pedal, driving home and taking the high road. I believe in little things called people's karma. I believe they have to do less drama. I believe what comes around always comes back around like a spinning tire. Always let people's get in the way. They have to. I believe what comes around always comes back around like a spinning tire.
This is Nate Bright, co-producing of this year's CFNC Live Sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFNC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make a gift today via cfnc.ca.
You just listened to Dirty Hookahs by Brat Star and DUFM by Eliza Niemi on CFRC Radio.
Beautiful. Nothing. Bangers.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
Before I introduce the next two songs, donate to CFRC Funding Drive. Like,
or else.
I don't know if there's something wrong with our DMs and like the cameo requests are getting lost, but like DM us with proof of receipt of payment towards CFRC Funding Drive, and we will send you a cameo video of whatever you want. Like, well, literally, well, like, whatever you want. No restrictions, like, things I can't say on air, whatever you want, just send it to the beatbanter_CFRC on Instagram.
Yeah, and donate to the Funding Drive. We are, how far are we to the goal? We're, like, halfway there, mm-hmm. I think.
And there's how long left?
It's only till December 31st, I believe. Guys, I don't have the, normally there's like a sheet of paper here that tells me, but I don't have it with me.
Oh, guys.
Okay, listen, we're going to walk you through the process. We're going to bring you behind the scenes. We have right here the funding drive pitch deck. Let's see what date this ends. Keep talking, sir.
Oh, okay. I'll introduce my next two songs. I found this band called Hiding Places a little bit ago. And I'll be playing their song Acting Ugly, and then Pharmacy by Deer Park and Ivy Knight, which Deer Park is, I think, from New York, but, you know, they chill or whatever.
They chill.
But yeah, guys, just donate to CFRC. Just do it.
I think it's by the 31st, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because a turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Hines Wildlife Center.
You just listened to Actin' Ugly by Hiding Places and Pharmacy by Deer Park and Ivy Knight on CFRC.
Bangers.
Bangers.
I didn't know they made a song about you. Acting Ugly? Oh. Oh, notice how it's quiet. It's quiet.
And who's single? Right. And it's Aiden. Right? Right? Come on.
I can't even. I don't
know. Yeah, you have no rebuttal.
Everybody I know is cuffed right now. Well, actually, not anymore. Almost everybody I know is cuffed right now, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing wrong, guys? It's because I have a radio show. Let's start the, let me play my next two songs, which are going to be, I'm going to be playing a new, it's not new, but I'm going to be playing a Steve Reich song, Three Movements for Orchestra, which is very, very good. And I'm also going to be playing A Tisket a Tasket by Ella Fitzgerald, a classic.
Hey, play them.
Play them. Thank you.
send a letter to my mommy. On the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it, a little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. Tasket. I lost my yellow basket, and if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be. Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see. A tasket. I lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket.
You just listened to Three Movements for Orchestra, Movement 1 by Steve Reich, and A Tisket a Tasket by Ella Fitzgerald on CFRC Radio.
Beautiful. That's beautiful, guys.
It's beautiful. What did you think?
I liked it.
Tisket a Tasket.
Who sings that?
Yellow basket. And when
are you Cameron Windsor? My yellow basket.
Like a sailor. Sorry.
Okay, I'm going to play my last two
guys,
songs.
Something's gotten into me today. I want to apologize for my behavior this episode. I think, like, I honestly think it might just be, it feels like something's ending, you know what I mean? Like, going back home, and, like, I'm going to miss my friends over the break, and I know Sarah's going to Peru, and everyone's living their best life, and everyone has jobs, and it's like, maybe I need to, like, start, like, I don't know, like, branching out and, like...
Okay, I'm going to play my last two songs. So I'm going to play 1965 by Headache and Vegan, and then Hypersoft Love Jinx Junk Dream by James K. Right? Aiden, come on. Keep that from when you're not on air. No one wants to hear about that. Okay. Come on. Play them.
Play them.
Good evening. This is Headache speaking. Please remember to breathe. The numbers are 11, 13, 21, 26, 36, and 108. The colors are blue, yellow, red, and purple. When I was young, the moon used to walk me to school, and I would eat my cereal with a spoon. But now that I'm older, I like to eat it with a fork. Do I have to? No. Do I want to? No. Sometimes life is just hard for no reason. Sometimes you need to feel the weight of something pointless on your shoulders. Listen to me. I know how cool it would be if Sunday lasted the whole damn week. I know that if you want to know how paradise really feels, you have to try somehow to be a little like a god. And if you're still here, remember I'm not real, and neither are your dreams. And I'm sorry to break it to you, but if that ever mattered to you at all, it was over for you from the start. We smoke 5.2 trillion cigarettes a year. Are you honestly trying to tell me that we couldn't manage a few more? There are 100 trillion synapses in our brains, 30 trillion cells in our lovely bodies, and there are 400 billion stars in the Milky Way. There are mad different types of fruit which are somehow basically all delicious. There are different styles of insects, of flowers, of birds, of bees, of reptiles, of trees, of mountains, of mammals, of rivers, of deserts, of oceans, of jungles, of lakes, of glaciers, of geysers, of volcanoes, and so much more. But quite amazingly, we have 34,000 distinct emotions, and I am currently experiencing one. What about you? I can't tell you mine. That's for me to know, and you to try to find out. Good luck.
You just listened to Hypersoft Love Jinx Junk Dream by James K and 1965 by Headache and Vegan on CFRC.
Banger.
Banger.
Shout out that Headache project. That's like Vegan's alter ego.
Yeah.
And it's like a weird poetry. It's a collaboration with a poet who like does all of the poetry and mm-hmm. then it's read off by like a computerized voice.
Mm-hmm. It's Pretty lit. Good. Come on. It's lit. Lit. And James K. I was really surprised that it was on the Pitchfork top album.
Yeah.
I thought shocked. It was. Yeah. And yeah, James K. saw in Vancouver. Haley walked out the show. She was like, boy, I can't.
Yeah.
Do
shout
this
out right. Haley. We should have Haley on the show and she'll play the Hamilton soundtrack.
And Glee. And it'd be lit, right?
Yeah.
She texted me and she goes, wait, this Magdalena Bay stuff is cool. I wish I went with you. She texted me that like an hour ago. Like, she'd go, come
wait,
on.
I love her.
And my favorite thing is we were in a bookstore in Montreal and McGee was playing and she went, wait, Sarah, clock it, this McGee. And I went, yes, girl, clock it, clock it. Okay, so something that we've been meaning to talk about is Heated Rivalry, which I guess we actually did talk about last
week. On the live episode.
So you did have to hear about that. We had Jesse's input, but newest episode dropped.
Yeah, I'm honestly, guys, this show was not made for me.
Aiden just doesn't like the show because all the guys are chubby in it, and he's like not into that.
No. Everyone in the show is so like. There's literally a character who is like a what's it called, a barista.
He works at Straw Plus Berry, a smoothie shop.
Okay, a smoothie shop. Everybody
in the
show.
And his name is what? Kip.
Kip.
Okay, his name. Kip.
Charlie Kip. Like, literally, like, everybody in the show is buff. Okay, that makes sense. They're hockey players. Why is this barista, like, the most,
he works
like,
at a smoothie
dory?
Shop.
Like, he's taking tea. He's taking tea. It's crazy. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, why do you think the smoothie tastes so good? He put tea in it.
And that's the tea.
And they always say extra banana. Come on. Extra banana.
I'm just tired of these gay shows. No.
Finish
the sentence. I'm tired of these gay shows where, like, it's just literally they only center, like, cis white guys who are, like, really, really buff or, like, really strong. Or they don't act femme. Like, none of them act femme. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
like, give me a show with like a fat non-binary queer. Like, actually, I need that like ASAP.
A new season of Euphoria. You gonna get
a show,
that?
Give me a show with like a Blasian chopped ugly.
Oh, so you're auditioning?
Yeah, exactly. So I can audition. I could be that part.
Okay.
But I appreciate Heated Rivalry in the sense like, oh, like it's good we have like a gay show that's Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't appreciate.
And that's just like big.
In the sense, yeah, that's big.
But, like, do you think it would have gotten big if it was, like, a chopped, like...
No, that's the issue. I think it's only big. I think it's only big because, well, first of all, I feel like it is, like, Fujoshi content.
Yeah.
It's, like, yaoi content. It's, like, written by, like, a straight white woman.
Mm-hmm. Rachel Reed. Say her name.
Rachel Reed. But it's, like, I feel like that's the only reason why it is as popular as it is. Like, mm-hmm. I think if it was a more, like, queer narrative...
Well, I don't think it's, like... Like a deep good show, but
yeah,
like
no, it's entertaining.
I'm just sad for like what Crave is pushing with these boys.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I feel that. I feel that. Mm-hmm. I feel that. I do think though, you know what I mean. Like I wish people would watch like other. I mean, there was a lot of good like gay movies this year.
Okay, let's name a few.
Okay, actually, woo.
Yeah.
Twinless.
Right?
Twinless was really good with James Sweeney.
I still have to see that.
Which that also
and
does
Dylan
have
Dylan O'Brien.
Like, yeah, Dylan O'Brien is the hunky one, mm-hmm. but it's more complicated than it's just not just a queer narrative. It's like there's a lot. Of stuff there. That's pretty interesting.
Okay, what else?
What else? Let's think.
History of Sound, y'all.
Oh,
don't
History
watch
of Sound
that.
Suck.
Yeah, History don't watch suck. History of Sound. Like, love you, Josh O'Connor.
Don't watch that. But if you want to watch movies by queer directors, there's like Peter Hujar's Day, which I haven't seen yet, but I've heard great things. There's Magellan by Laf Diaz, and a movie that's really, really good. That's it's kind of about masculinity, and it's kind of a queer movie in a way. Is Afternoons of Solitude by Albert Serra, also a queer director, who. Made this movie about bullfighters.
Do you know what's a great movie about queer people?
What?
Fitting in. The Maddie Ziegler.
Yeah. I'm too cute to be binary.
They made that
about me.
Yeah, I'm too cute to be binary. Do you think that person is not binary?
It's like, well, I don't know. Let's
think about that. Come on.
Yeah.
And that's all we have to say for you today.
Yeah. I love you all.
Love you.
I'm sorry for hating. Guys, I love Heated Rivalry, actually. Stop.